Dayton Youth Radio is a safe place for high school students to share stories about their lives. Today we have a story about a teenager's memory of how his parents' marriage survived a bad night and a terrible argument. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce the story.
As parents, we ask teenagers to do what we say. But oftentimes, they do what they see us do.
Hey, my name is Mark Gillette, and I go to a STEM school named Thurgood Marshall. I live with my mother and my father, and honestly, it's pretty good. But I always feel conflicted about it when I'm talking. I say conflicted because I know that my friends or people that I don't know could have the chance of not having both of their parents at all. I mean, I don't want to seem like that guy who's like, yeah, I got both of my parents. Personally, I'd say they're genuinely in love. They get irritated towards each other and walk away. And almost every time when one of them walks away, they say, but that's my baby. That's why I love you. Or something along those lines. Growing up, I always had this pull towards video games. I think I get it from my father, honestly. We always played games together when we could. He always got home pretty late. I'd stay up and I'd hear him open the door and I'd run out of my room to go see him and ask how his day was. The game we played mostly, and also together, was God of War. The story and the bloody fun of it all was a thing we both liked. But while I was younger, I experienced something I'd never thought would happen. One Saturday night, me and my friend Jamari, we were in a room playing some games. Maybe 3 hours or so into the game, we had heard arguing come from outside the room. At first, I blew it off as just my dad saying stupid stuff because he came home drunk that night. But it eventually got louder after 5 or 10 minutes. So I decided to check what was going on, and honestly, I wish it hadn't. My father was on the bed with something next to him. I would go on to say it was a shotgun. The weapon. And I'm not sure if it's loaded or not, and my friend's also panicking right beside me. My mom, she looked at me and looked over back to my father. Go ahead, tell your son what you think of me. My father responded with, your mother's a bitch, son. My mom turns to me and my friend and tells us just to step outside and she'll handle the situation and maybe we'll be able to calm my father down. After she started crying even more, she was yelling at my father. My father pointed the weapon at my mom. He tells her to shut up. And honestly, at this point, I did not know what to do. What would you do if you had a weapon pointed at you? My mom looked at him with the most disgusting look, looked back at me and my friend Jamari, and he was also scared. Told us to step outside and wait for a little bit. Maybe like 5 or 10 minutes afterwards, my mom came to the door and told me to come back in the house and told my friend to go home. I slept in my room. We stayed over at my grandmother's house for about 2 or 3 days to let my father realize what he had done. It was very quiet around the house for maybe a couple weeks. Nothing really was talked about. The way the house went back together, it was like glue. Being able to come back to completely normal and comfortable with each other after such a dire situation, it definitely takes a lot of grit and love. Knowing that this situation has happened and they are still able to say I love you to each other is actually pretty good. Honestly, I believe that they truly are in love. I guess what I'm trying to say is, love is the best band-aid you can use.
That was a story called For Better and For Worse, written and produced by Mark Gillette. He's a member of the 2020 class at Thurgood Marshall STEM High School. Special thanks to Mark's teacher, Nathan Shields. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.